The body of former Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe did not make it to his rural home in Zwimba on Sunday, as initially announced, disappointing hundreds of mourners who had gathered at his homestead in Kutama to pay their last respects. The spokesperson for the Mugabe family, Leo Mugabe, said he received a call from the village chief informing him of the change of plans, but he confirmed that the body will be at the homestead on Monday.
He's going to be brought to Zuma tomorrow, and thereafter, he will then be taken back to Harare on Tuesday.
The actual burial of the late leader who died in Singapore last Friday is yet to be determined, pending the completion of a special construction site at the National Heroes Acre, requested by the family.
He will be preserved one way or another, until and up to when the burial site is ready, then we'll be buried. If it takes 10 days to finish, then in 10 days we'll bury. If it takes 30 days, because government told us it will take 30 days, is why we're talking about 30 days.
Rejecting criticism of opulence and insensitivity by making such a request, given the poor state of the economy and hardships Zimbabweans are enduring, Mugabe said the decision-making body of the ruling ZANU-PF party, the Politburo, offered and they accepted.
Listen, it's the Politburo. If they have offered to do it, who am I to refuse? Who are we as a family to refuse that assistance?
While the cost for constructing the site is not clear, analysts say such an imposition by the government on taxpayers is irresponsible. Bulawayo based analyst Tumisani Nkomo called the government this decision scandalous.
You go to Parrenia, you go to Mpilo, you go to other places. No, health facilities are struggling, schools are struggling, infrastructure is falling apart. Mm-hmm. And you want to spend millions of dollars on the dead. Really, it's a scandal of the century.
Editor of the weekly Zimbabwe independent newspaper, Tumisani Muleya, said the decision by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government to foot the bill for the burial site was more a survival move than show of allegiance to Mugabe, whom the party had chosen to impeach at the time of his resignation in 2017.
Remember, this government and the ruling party, ZANU-PF, they are desperately trying to make sure that Mugabe, who was the political, the ideological and intellectual leader of ZANU people for a long period, 40 years, that he is sent off properly, in order to avoid a complete rupture between the Mugabe legacy and the new ZANU-PF leadership.
The question of Mugabe's claim to the leadership of ZANU-PF has also been raised, with some like Danford Musiarira, national chairperson of the Zimbabwe African National Union, ZANU, from which Mugabe broke off to form ZANU-PF, asking Mugabe does not deserve the recognition or conferment of a hero status. Mugabe was accused of staging a coup against the late Reverend Dlabaning Sithole to assume the leadership while Sithole was in jail.
Robert Mugabe was not the president. The president of ZANU was Reverend Dlabaning Sithole, followed by Leopold Takawira, who was under my leadership. He was only appointed as Secretary General in 1964, so May 24, from Mtapa Ho, Pakaiz, Congress, ZANU.
As debate continues around whether or not Mugabe was a good or bad leader in the backdrop of allegations of human rights violations, stolen elections, and rampant corruption, defenders of his legacy argue he cannot bear the full brunt of the failed policies. Zimbabwean Stanley Chizora argued that Mnangagwa should be equally held accountable, as he has been part of Mugabe's government for a long time, including during the atrocities in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces known as Gukurahundi.
Kombe Garaji was not running the country alone. And right now, we, for some people, we're working behind the scenes just because he's late or whatever. They tend to give the blame. Yes, we know as the head, we are supposed to control some of these things. Mm-hmm. But let's just look at, for example, the current president. Right. We know from the 1980s, he was within the Ministry of Defense, something like this. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about the Gukurahundi issues, then he's also part of that. But it's like everything, it will be Mugabe this and Mugabe this. That's why you find right now, we've got this political gymnastics that is happening.
As preparations for Mugabe's burial stretches on and hundreds continue to pay their last respects at various locations, many have stayed away, holding on to their conviction that Mugabe failed Zimbabwe as a leader. Linda Masarira, the founder of the opposition party LED, or Labour Economists and African Democrats, said Mugabe caused a lot of suffering in Zimbabwe.
A lot of Zimbabweans are still suffering from what I say Mugabe is, and where a lot of people were subjected to a lot of brutality, state-sponsored violence, poverty, no salary payments, joblessness, and everything else. I just cannot find myself going to console such a family.
In response, Leo Mugabe, the family spokesperson, contends Mugabe was a good leader and that history will serve his memory well.
What we are interested in is to bury the president, to bury my uncle in a dignified manner. He did a lot for this country.
Meanwhile, mourners in Mugabe's royal home area of Zwimba are now awaiting their turn to celebrate the life of one of their own who, they say, gave them a sense of pride and accomplishment. Reporting from Washington for VOA Zimbabwe Service, I am Keith Dube.